Nakagawa si Reza Kersavari ng paraan upang hugasan ang isang kotse sa paraang maganda sa kapaligiran.
So we developed a waterless technology that allows us to wash cars at anywhere at any time. We started off with the product and we turned it into an online tech platform which allows us to be able to make this product accessible.
Ang negosyo na tinawag na Wipe Hero ay kagaya ng Uber para sa paghuhugas ng kotse.
So instead of you wasting your time and our precious water resources, with a push of a button, we'll send someone to your house, work, or office, wherever you are, and get it washed on the spot.
Ang negosyong nagpondo sa sarili ay wala pang isang taon at nanalo ng $100,000 na grant mula sa gobyerno ng New South Wales upang matulungan sa kanilang pagsusuri, paglago at pagbebenta. Sinabi ng kasamang nagtatag, Farid Mirmoseni, na susuportahan ng tinanggap nilang partnership grant ang kanilang potensyal at negosyong lilikha ng dagdag na trabaho.
And it was for startups that had an IP attached to the startup, basically enabling them to accelerate that growth. And mainly for startups that were creating a lot of jobs. One of the main components of our business is a lot of contractors which we use.
Itinagdag ni Ginoong Mirmoseni na ang pagtanggap nila ng grant ay inabot ng ilang panahon at maraming panayam, subalit ang pagtanggap ng impormasyon ay mabilis.
So we basically went through a program called Incubate, which is a startup accelerator at Sydney University. And through that program, we got exposed to different options that we could apply for in government grants.
Samantala, tinapos naman ni Daniel Price ang kanyang matagumpay na negosyo sa graphic design pagkatapos ng 6 na taon upang magsimula ng female monitoring and networking na tinawag niyang She Will Shine. Subalit natagpuan niyang mahirap makakuha ng impormasyon tungkol sa mga grant ng pamahalaang federal.
Yeah, I started looking into federal government grants and it was really difficult to source those grants. And then if I did come across one, there was no contact person to talk to ask questions and not a lot of information. It was quite overwhelming to be honest and I kind of gave up. I thought this is just too hard for me as a small business owner.
Sinabi din ni Tim Cotter, regional manager ng Oz Industries, na kumikilos ang gobyerno upang gawing mas madali ang pagkuha ng impormasyon.
Over the last few years in particular, the government's made an effort to have all of the information on grants at both a federal and state level available in the one location. So business.gov.au is now a one-stop shop for all the information on grants and assistance that's available.
Idinagdag niya na hindi kailangang maging problema ang lengguwahe.
We do have a really easy and quick link on the bottom of the website which enables you to change it into your local language, which then gives information on translation services that are available.
Maaari ding gumamit ng instant chat. Niliwanag ni Ginoong Cotter na hindi lahat ay kwalipikadong tumanggap ng grant.
If you're eligible and you're entitled to the assistance, you get the support. Whereas for other programs where they are competitive in nature and there's merit criteria, we work with those companies to give them early advice as to whether they're likely to be competitive or not.
Para sa mga may-ari ng maliliit na negosyo na hindi makakuha ng impormasyon tungkol sa grant ng gobyerno, maaaring magbigay ng kapalit na pondo ang sektor ng korporasyon. Gumawa ng promotion para sa kanyang bangko si Daniel Price ng She Will Shine. Ito ang naging dahilan para lumaki ang kanyang negosyo. Magbuhat noon, nakatanggap siya ng grant mula sa kanyang lokal na pamahalaan.
For a scholarship program for female business owners in the startup phase, so that program will enable women to have access to mentoring, to webinars, to a support group that will be able to help them set up their business for the long term.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.